Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is Sunday, May 15th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be picking up in Numbers 24. We're going to read Psalm 66 and 67. We're going to read Isaiah 14 and 1 Peter chapter 2. So let's get in the Word. Numbers 24 today. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face towards the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribe. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor hath said, and the man whose eyes are open hath said, he hath said, which heard the word of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. As the valleys are, they spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as the trees of line aloes, which the Lord hath planted, and as cedar trees beside the waters. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt, and he hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. And he shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones, and pierce them through with his arrows. He couched, he lay down as a lion, and as a great lion. And who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hands together. And Balak said unto Balaam, I called thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these three times. And therefore now flee thou to thy place. I thought to promote thee unto great honor, but lo, the Lord hath kept thee back from honor. And Balaam said unto Balak, Spake I not also to thy messengers which thou sentest unto me, saying, If Balak would give me his house full of silver or gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad of mine own mind. But what the Lord saith, that will I speak. And now, behold, I go unto my people. Come, therefore, and I will advise thee what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor hath said, and the man whose eyes are open hath said, he hath said, which heard the words of God, and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession, Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remaineth of the city. And when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. And he looked on the Kenites, and took up his parable, and said, Strong is the dwelling place that thou puttest thy net in a rock. Nevertheless, the Kenites shall be wasted until Asher shall carry thee away captive. And he took up his parable, and said, Alas, who shall live when God doeth this? And ships shall come from the coast of Chittim, and shall afflict Asher, and shall afflict Eber, and he also shall perish forever. And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. That was Numbers chapter 24. Let's move on over to the book of Psalms, Psalm 66. I'm going to read Psalm 66 and 67. Psalm 66, to the chief musician, a song or psalm. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name, and make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works! And through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee, and they shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea unto dry land, and went through the flood on foot. And there did he rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power for ever. In his eyes behold the nations. And let not the rebellious exalt themselves. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hath proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. and thou layest affliction upon our loins, and thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. And we went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth have spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Come and hear, all ye that fear the Lord, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me, and he hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy for me. Psalm 67, to the chief musician of Neginoth, a psalm or song. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon the earth, and thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the peoples praise thee. And then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. And God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That was Psalm 66 and 67. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah 14 today. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaidens. And they shall take captive, they shall take them captive, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, how hath the oppressed ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and scepter of the rulers, he who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke. He that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted, and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet, and they sing forth unto singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee, to meet thee by thy comings. It stirreth up the dead for thee, and even all the chief ones of the earth it hath raised up from their thrones, all the kings of the nations. And they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as us? Art thou become like unto us? The pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. And yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. And they that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee, and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, and did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his oppressors, and the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house? But thou art cast out of the grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, and go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the earth with cities. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, saith the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the bittern and pools of water. I will sweep with it the besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrians in my land, and upon the mountains tread under the foot. Then shall his yoke depart from off of them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purpose, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? In the year that the king Ahaz died was this burden. Rejoice not thou, whole Palestina. because the rod of him that smote thee is broken. For out of the serpent's root shall come forth a cockatrice, and his fruit shall be a fiery flying serpent. And the firstborn of the poor shall feed, and the needy shall lie down in safety. And I will kill thy root and famine with famine, and he shall slay thy remnant. Howl, O gate, cry, O city, thou, O Palestina, art dissolved. For there shall come from the north a smoke, and none shall be alone in his appointed time. What shall one of then answer? What shall one then answer the messenger of the nation? That the Lord hath founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall trust in it. That was Isaiah chapter 14. Let's move on over to our final reading today in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And wherefore also it is contained in the Scriptures, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have attained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against your soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or to governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of the foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Amen. That was our reading today for the Lord's Day, May 15th, 2022. Thank you all for joining me. Just a reminder, we are having normal schedule today for church. I know last week we had to push the pause button because of COVID, but still some folks with COVID, but people are recovering nicely, so we're going to go ahead and just have service today, normal time. Normal Sunday school, 9:15 for kids and adults, and then our worship service at 10:30. And so trust that I'll see you there. But bring a friend, and we'll glorify God together. But that said, leave a comment, leave a reaction so that I can mark it down, and let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you for another day that you've given to us. Lord, it is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. And Lord, indeed, we want to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, and I thank you for him. I thank you so much that that all of our sins are washed clean by the blood of Jesus, and we are forgiven because of those sins being washed away, because of that sacrifice. And Lord, that we stand before you as your people, your children. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that we would live for you today, God, that today would be a part of that process wherein we grow together as Christians. God, that we would come together today in spirit and in truth to be able to worship you and glorify your name. And so, Lord, bless this day, Lord, I pray, and bring us together, Lord, to do just that. Lord, I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. See you all in a little bit, Lord willing. Bye now.